Del Monte Smells and Jewelers. This is Brandon speaking.
Hey, Brandon. It's Tom. How are you?
Good, Tom. What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How have you been?
Not too bad. Been busy, but busy is good. It makes the days go fast, keeps you occupied, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before, what about you? Before you know it, it'll be football season.
It's kind of here already. Crazy. I can't believe it.
I know, right? Yeah, we actually have had football, and tonight
yeah.
I know there's a handful of games as well.
Yeah, I haven't. I've been like crazy busy like the past few months, so like I haven't even really kept up with like fantasy or anything. So I have no idea how this draft is going to go when it's time.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. I haven't done any research at all. I mean, all I know is what I know from last year. You know, I'm sure
yeah.
the same. Same big names will be drafted early and whatnot. It's just picking the right guy that doesn't get injured and.
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I use like Fantasy Pros and I'll use their like cheat sheet or whatever just to make things easier. But yeah, it looks like Gibbs is the first overall this year.
Yeah, I saw Gibbs and then what? Bijan and Barkley are probably the others.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But Gibbs is, like, I feel like he's just, like, no doubt has to be the number one now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, without Montgomery now, he's going to be the full-time back.
Yeah, and I mean, knock on wood, he's been staying healthy, so he hasn't had any really, like, any big injury scares or anything
yeah.
so far in his career. But I saw also, I don't know how true it is, but I saw Aaron Donald is working out with the Rams again.
Yes, that's true. From what I understand, he's going to be ready to go week one.
Yeah,
that's
and they're going to
very
have
dangerous.
Him and Myles Garrett.
And,
like, how
oh,
do you,
and
how do you stop
and,
them?
And the reigning MVP as their quarterback. So
yeah, and Matthew Stafford.
That should be a team that's certainly going to be in the mix come playoff time.
Yeah. Adams is still on there, right? He didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, he's still there, right? Yep.
Yeah, him
yep.
and Puka.
And then they've got Puka, yeah, and they're, Kyren Williams is their running back. Yeah, they're going to be solid.
That's crazy. Crazy,
yeah.
crazy.
Rams defense, take them earlier than most.
Yeah, no, seriously. I mean, they're going to wreak havoc pretty much the entire season if
oh,
you
yeah.
have those two.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Crazy. I'm excited, though. I mean, I guess I'm not, like, that excited as I usually am because I haven't had the time to be. But as it gets closer, I get, like, a little more excited. Once the draft date was set, and, like, that's when everything kind of, like, sets in, and it's like, oh, shit, fantasy's back.
Right, yeah.
So it's nice having, like, the little draft party with everyone, all your friends, and then have a couple drinks, talk a little banter to each other, and then get ready for the second job, which is doing waivers and everything all season.
I know. I'm in way too many. I know you mentioned you cut back, didn't you, last year?
I cut back a lot. Last year I cut back. I think I only did – I wanted to do two, but, of course, you know how everybody is. They talk you into it, and then you're just like, oh, whatever, I'll do it one more year. Why not?
Yeah.
So I ended up doing three.
Third. Yeah.
But this year I think I am officially down to two. It just becomes too much. I do like having, like, a minimum of two leagues. This way, like,
two's a good number. Yeah.
Yeah, because if both teams have different players, like, a complete different roster, then you at least, like, every game you're watching, you're kind of have something going on in it.
Yeah, right. You're kind of you diversify.
You're a little more invested
careful,
into the
know.
Game. Yeah,
right.
yeah. So I like that aspect of it, but the doing waivers for, like, three or four different leagues is just, I can't do it anymore. It's not fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm totally with you, Brandon, and I'm caught up in five leagues, and I'm just jammed up in all of them. Like, there's no way of passing out
much.
The league fold. Well, and the thing is, too, is, yes, I still devote time to each league, But, you know, when you, like, I mean, just telling stories from, you know, a couple years from, oh, I remember when, you know, I won it all in 20, whatever, you know. I don't remember who's on my team or anything from year to year. Like, I can't tell you who was on my team last year in any of the leagues. They all blend together is the problem.
I know. It's
so, and I mean, it's impossible to root. You know, I just kind of score check and that's about it. You know, just let it play out however it does. You know, you can't really root for anything.
Well, have you guys switched to median or?
No median. No, we still do. Every one of the leagues I'm in is still head to head.
Oh, okay, okay.
You're doing a median?
I'm telling you, median is so much better.
Is that the new? That's the new Superflex from 5 years ago when everybody went to Superflex?
Probably, yeah. So we're doing Superflex also, but. I mean, median is just great because
it makes it fair.
You still have the head-to-head matchup, so you instead of one win or loss a week, you get two.
So there's two.
Yeah, so there's two. So first you get your head-to-head matchup win or loss,
and then top half of the league gets another win.
Exactly. If you're the top half in scoring, you'll get another win. So if you scored the second most in the league that week, but you lost, you played the person who scored the most, you even out. You get a win and a loss. So it makes up for it. So you're not getting screwed, which is, I don't know, I got so sick of, like, playing against the top teams, and it was maybe, like, not even joking, it was maybe, like, 3 or 4 weeks in a row where I went against somebody who put up 160 to 180. And I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes you could just get caught in bad luck.
Yeah.
Like you said, I mean, you've got a decent team, but you're 2-7. Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, and there's nothing else you could do about it. But I've done it for a few years now, and it is actually it's very fun.
Does it balance out where the top teams are really at the top? Because what I'm wondering is, if they had almost, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to look at it from a different perspective, Brandon, where I can see where. You know, okay, fine, your fourth, fifth, sixth best team, you know, a number of times, and you're playing a crap team a lot, so you got lucky with the schedule. Now you're jumping other guys that are still, you know, that might have had bad matchups, but they're scoring more than you, but you still have a better record than them.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does kind of balance out.
I feel like it almost might just be a wash with head-to-head, no?
Yes and no, because, like, if you're... I guess if you're scoring middle of the pack and you're still losing your matchups, then it's sort of just like a wash, yeah. But if you're, like,
basically you're eliminating, I guess you're probably eliminating the bad teams that might get lucky, then they're
exactly.
Right.
Because if they have, like, 4 weeks where they're, they have a high score, but, like, realistically their team really isn't that great, then it kind of evens out with them.
Right, I gotcha.
So it's good though. I mean, it seems the most fair. It makes sense. So it's been working for us for like the past like 2 years that we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would say it's.
I know
one
of my leagues proposed it last year, and I mean I was open to whatever. Didn't matter to me.
The only one annoying thing, my brother's the commissioner of our, like, family league, and he just, every year he always wants to change something. And I'm just like, why don't we just, like, leave it? Just leave one year, just don't change anything. Because last year he was like, yeah, let's bump it up to 14 teams, so we got two extra people. And then he's like, oh, and we're going to do an extra flex also. That was the worst mistake he could have ever made, because
you guys probably had nobody in the free agent pool week to week.
Waivers were a wasteland.
Yeah.
There was nobody available. And even after week two, he was like, wow, this was a huge mistake. I was like, this is why, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes to try new things, so. And here we are.
Well, should be a good season. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, definitely, definitely. It looks the Cowboys should be pretty good.
I'm hoping. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up, but their offense is pretty much the same as last year, and their defense is much improved anyways, at least on paper. They got a new defensive coordinator. They took the DB coach from Philly, which
who's that corner they drafted too?
They drafted, well, if you're referring, well, they're going to play him at safety, Caleb Downs from Ohio State.
Yes.
He's a stud. Yeah, I've been
watching. He looks good.
The least highlights of what he's been doing at camp, and yeah, he's been doing really well.
Yeah, I was watching his reps, at corner. He was
yeah, he's playing a little bit at slot. He covered CD a little bit in some of the practices. Yeah, everybody speaks very highly of him.
Yeah. It's always nice when you get that caliber of a cornerback or just someone in the secondary like that.
Yeah,
game changers.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so hopefully he makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you. I was trying to catch John. Is he in this afternoon?
Let me double check. I'm just going to put you on a quick hold. Give me 1 second.
Sure. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
As quickly as we can.
Hey, brother.
Hey, how are you, John?
All good, man.
Good, good. How's everything go with your client?
She's a lunatic. I don't want to sell her anything, to believe it or not. I just want her out of my life.
Oh, gosh, like a crazy ex, huh?
Yeah, I'm sending yours back. She doesn't know what she likes, but she knows she doesn't want something that, like, dramatic looking. So you'll have that tomorrow. And honestly, I didn't sell her anything, but if I do, it's going to come back to me in a month. Oh, I could see a tinge of yellow. Oh, I could do this. Oh, I could do that.
Yeah, just a headache that you foresee and don't want to have to deal with.
Tom, if you can get her out of my life, I'll take you to a Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, gosh. Has she been a customer of yours before?
We met her through somebody, but she became a customer because of an insurance claim. And that's why she's here. She's trying to replace what she lost. But she wants this. She had a cushion. Now she wants a Radian, and she wants double the size. She lost a 3.5. She wants a 4.5. She wants a 4.25 because, you know, Radians look bigger than cushions.
What didn't she like about the one I sent?
Well, number one, she was hung up on the faint, and I was trying to tell. I showed her the difference between faint and none. And there barely is any difference between faint and none.
There is no difference. I mean,
exactly. And I showed it to her. No, I showed her through a black light.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very...
Still very faint, right.
It's called faint for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not medium. And then I showed her a medium, and the medium was like glowing blue, and the faint was looking more like the one with the nun.
Does she go to discos anyways? I mean, is she that concerned about...
My God, I wish you could see who I'm dealing with and then ask that question. And then ask that question after. The answer is no. The answer is no. Okay. yeah, and then, again, I'm going to end up selling her something eventually, but I really don't want to.
Yeah.
Because I'm also making no money. Between all the shipping back and forth over the past month that I've been getting stones for her from, like, California and Florida or whatever, and yours also, it's just annoying, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to do. Whatever. But anyway, yours is going to come back tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Well, to save yourself on shipping, I know that you guys run to the city. You could always drop it off at our office. I know, you know, that may help you out from time to time.
First of all, I remember you telling me that, and believe it or not, I did forget. So it's good to know that I can do that. However, I can't do it this week because we're not going to the city at all next week. So
okay.
I don't want to hold this back.
All right. No, I appreciate it, John. I just wanted to, you know, let you know. It's that simple. You know, I'm shipping to you for free, and then you can always take things into the city. So
I totally forgot. I'm definitely going to do that next time.
Mm-hmm.
Because this cost me $150 to ship back to you. But again, I'm doing that because no one's going to be around next week to deliver anything. I'm going away, and my two couriers in the city I'm driving their kids to college. So I actually needed her to come in this morning so I can get your stone back to you. I really wanted that to happen just in case she said no. So she already came in, and she, you know, went through all the bullshit with me. But we'll get one soon. I know
once you navigate what she really wants.
We'll do. I'm sending out a check for the studs, so you should get paid for that. You know, the studs you've sold me like a month, 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, so that payment's coming, and then I'll let you know what else I got. But I'm going away for a week, so I'll be here tomorrow, and then I'm gone for the week.
Well, enjoy your time away.
Oh my God, I need it. I really, really never needed it more than now. Thank you for saying that.
Always feels good to put work aside for a minute and just breathe.
Yeah, until they start calling me.
You never can get away.
No, it's unbelievable. But hopefully I can get all that done in the morning while the kids are still sleeping and when I'm just sitting on the balcony. Like, I'd rather get all my work done then so I can enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah,
you know?
Then in the middle of the day. You know, when you're
I don't mind the morning phone calls. It's just once I'm at the beach, I'm like, I don't always have my phone with me, and then I'm running back from the pool, checking my phone immediately, and I don't want to get into all that, you know?
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I got a job that I got to be on call for sometimes, so all good. I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining.
I totally understand.
All right, so
have a great day. And
will do. Hopefully I'll speak to you tomorrow before I go. And, if anything changes, I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, John.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
Yep, bye.
All right.